I love working at night. I love this. This is the best. I love that I'm at my job and you're just watching me do my job, which is weird. Because I get to watch TV during the day. I get to watch daytime TV, which is the best TV there ever was. I like all the talk shows. I love the Maury Povich. That's my favorite. That is the gold standard, in my opinion. And I don't even, it's not even the paternity episodes. I think the paternity episodes are hacky. Hacky. We all love them. Fine. Good. You know, throw it away. I like the episodes where people can't control their teenagers, so they bring them on to Maury to fix their lives or something, right? It's never, by the way, it's never been two parents in, like, sweater vests going, like, we don't know what happened, so could you just give us a hand? It's never that. It's always the same thing. It's a single mom. She's in a weird, like, methadone haze. You know, there's needles still dangling out of her arm. She's like, I don't know what I did wrong. I don't know what I did wrong. And you just want to shake her and go, you did everything wrong. Everything from keeping it till now, you wronged. Wrong, 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 wrong. And now there's a whore in your house, and that's how life works, right? This woman brings on her daughter, a 13-year-old daughter, right? She brings on her 13-year-old daughter, and they interview her backstage against her brick wall so she looks tough or like a comedian. I don't know what they're going for. And she's bragging about all the shit she's done. She's like, I had sex with 100 guys. She goes, I had sex, and my grandma walked in. And she tops it off. She goes, I had sex for a cheeseburger. Yeah, so then Maury brings her out front to an audience of aggressive adults. And he says what we would all say in that situation. He says, you had sex for a cheeseburger? And she says, and I quote, yeah, cheeseburgers taste good. That's it. She's done. That's her answer. Like, I'm in my room pacing, like, this is it. This is the end of society. Our youth culture is spiraling out of control. I got to go volunteer in Haiti. I'm not going to do it because I don't mean it, but I'm thinking about it. And then all of a sudden, I had this epiphany, this realization of, like, oh, my God. I wish I had a reason as good as a cheeseburger for, like, half the guys I've had sex with. She's a genius. She's like a prodigy or something. Honestly, if you guys are about to go home tonight and you're about to have sex, I don't care how close it gets to going in, seriously ask yourself, am I at least getting a cheeseburger out of this situation? Because you're not. Not at all, not even close. You're getting negative cheeseburgers out of this shit. Oh, my other favorite show. I like crime shows, any crime show. I like, 48 Hours. I love Dateline. Dateline's my favorite. I think Dateline should just be called, if you marry a doctor, he will kill you. That is the only shit that happens at that show. That's it. That's it. It's like fucking murder. It's so... I love it so much, and it's always the same thing with the same people. It's like there's Susie, and she's the best lady ever, and she's like the great, she's from Iowa or Idaho or one of those states, and she's perfect and amazing, and she lights up a room, and fucking birds like her. Like, she's the best, right? And then she meets Steve, and he's a promising med student. You hear that, you're like, murder! Like, he's a murderer, you're done. You don't need to hear anything else. Promising med student, he's murdering. Steve goes on TV and does the same thing every husband who kills their wife says. He goes, oh yeah, she went jogging and I never saw her again. She went jogging, never saw her again, right? That's, by the way, why I don't jog. I'm just letting you know. I don't want my friends to be able to be like, she did jog a few times. No, zero times. I keep that shit consistent. If a man goes on the news and says he saw me do anything before noon, he murdered me in my face. I am dead. So dead. Dead in the woods. So that is the only way they find you in the woods, am I right? Nobody's ever been like, yeah, after an exhaustive 3-month search, we found Morgan in the woods. She's cool, you guys. She's just taking some time for herself. Oh, here's a terrible reaction. I just want to liven things up a little bit. Here is a terrible reaction to hearing somebody kill themselves. All right? Terrible reaction to hearing somebody kill themselves. And I'm going to play two people in this joke, and I hope you have a chance to follow along. I do very good character work. Say, Morgan. Yeah? Did you hear Bill killed himself? Oh, wow. And I thought I hated him. That has been a terrible reaction to hearing somebody kill themselves. I give money to Planned Parenthood. That's my my donation thing that I do. I understand that that's not everybody's thing. I get it. Abortions are not for everybody. They're like children that way. Yeah, but I give them money. I'll tell you why. Because I'm not too bright. And I don't know how to do things on my own, so I give money to people who I think are smarter than me and say, you do something with that, because I'm not politically minded. I'm not smart in that way. I have a lot of ideas and opinions, but they're like, my opinions are basically, I would say they're like a, hey, the Bachman lady, she seems like a real whore. Like, that's it. Like, that's my opinion, and that's where it ends. And then I have a friend who's like, well, what about the legislature passed in 2007 by the blah, blah, blah? And I'm like, okay, you win. I'm hungry. Like, I don't care. I don't want to debate. I don't want to get into that shit. So I gave money to Planned Parenthood because a lady was standing outside the grocery store one day, and I was going to get groceries, right? And she said, you want to give me money? And I said, yeah, I do. Because she had the T-shirt and everything, and I was like, let's do this, right? So I gave her my credit card information, because what they do is they take money out of your credit card every month. Here's the big problem. I don't know if anyone here knows the big head honcho of Planned Parenthood, whoever that is, but they don't write the word donation anywhere on your credit card statement, so it just looks like I spend money there every month. Like, I'm a fucking regular at Planned Parenthood. One of those, like, fast track, like, first class carpets where I'm just like, yeah, later, guys. Later, suckers. How come she gets to go ahead of me? She's a regular. If you never have to look at your credit card statement, don't. Never do it. It's the worst. It is a mirror up to everything awful about you. Just don't do it. I had credit card fraud one time. And until I had credit card fraud, I was very much on the fence as to whether or not I was an alcoholic. I'll explain to you. Someone bought $5,000 in African jewelry on my credit card. And while that seems like a delightful, impulsive purchase, it was not me. I had to call my credit card company and say, hey, I didn't do this. And they said, well, we're going to read you your purchases, and you tell us whether or not you made them. It's like I went nowhere but bars. All bars. Bar. But like, I didn't buy a thing. I didn't help a person. I just bars. She was reading me my purchases. She's like, all right, it's 7:35 p.m. Did you spend $87 at the Ye Rustic? I said, I did. Yeah, it's a good bar. She said, all right, at 10:52 p.m., did you spend $113 at the Drawing Room Bar? I said, I did, yeah. Yeah, I did, yeah. She's like, all right, 11:57 p.m., did you spend $37 at Jones Bar on 3rd? I said, I did. She's like, that's pretty far. Did you drive? Yeah, you nosy cunt, I drove. She's like, all right, the next morning at 12:15 p.m., did you have an abortion? No, I make a donation. It's a donation that I make to be a good person. so people of a lower income can have affordable reproductive health care. And I, she hung up on me. She didn't really hang up on me. I was in New York City because I used to live there. Not a big deal. Pretty great city. And I live there, so whatever. And I was in New York City. I was in a bar because that's basically where I lived in New York City. And a lady came up to me, and she had an accent, but I don't do accents. So just lower your expectations. But she, I don't know, she was French or Chinese or something. So picture that. And she said, Excuse me, miss, but I'd like to photograph you because I'm a photographer and I take pictures of androgynous women. Yeah. To my face, she said that. And I was like, joke's on you, lady. I'm a man. She lost that round. Seriously though, let's break it down. Let's get serious for a second. How weird is it, ladies? How weird is it that we put penises in our mouths? That shit's crazy. Like, ladies and gay dudes, but I'm not even including gay dudes because it's like you have one, so you get it. But like, we put penises in our mouths. Like, look at your wife, your girlfriend right now. Look at her, your bestie. Look at her right now. She has put so many penises in her mouth, just shoved them in there where sandwiches go. That is sandwich space. And we just do it instinctively, like we're supposed to do it or something. Like if you put in front of me a mint and a chocolate milk and a penis and said, what do these have in common? I'd be like, they go in my mouth, I'm not stupid. I'm very smart. I graduated from school and everything. Did not drink the entire time I was pregnant. How about that one? Thank you. Did not drink the entire time I was pregnant. And I'm going to be very honest with you. It was the hardest 4 days of my life. But I did it. I did it, right? You got to do it for your baby. You just do it. And I did. I'm proud of myself. Oh, it's weird being a comedian. A lot of people say to me, Morgan, if you weren't a comic, you'd be the funniest girl in the office, which is not true at all, because most of my friends are like male comics, and they would never be the funny guy in the office, right? They'd be like the fucking crazy guy in the office. They'd be the guy where everyone's gathered in a little kitchenette at lunch, like around the microwave, just going, oh, that guy talks about rape all day. Something's wrong with him. No, like seriously wrong with him. Like, shouldn't work here. He shouldn't work here. He thinks it's funny. I don't understand. Oh, I was kicked out of group therapy. I think it's because I'm a comedian. Because this girl in my group therapy session was like, she was like, oh, when I was little, I was molested so much. Yeah, and I didn't know how to get out of it. So I was just like, how molested were you? I thought it was a setup. Pardon me while I back up. A lot of people say, Morgan, when did you know you wanted to do comedy? They don't yell it like that, but I don't know. I knew I wanted to do comedy when I discovered irony. For those of you who don't know, I discovered irony when I was seven years old, which is when my mom started beating me with my own trophies. It's very confusing, right? You're the worst. That says I'm second. Says I'm second, not the worst. Could have made myself first in that joke, made myself second. lived in a lot of places. I've lived in Inglewood, California. Anybody else here from Inglewood? Really? We got one? Nice. You're like the first one to probably not mean it at all. Nobody means it. They just cheer. I live there for reals. It's a pretty great neighborhood. It's up to no good if you've listened to the music. Inglewood, up to no good. And that's a rapper saying it's up to no good. That's not your mom like stepping out of the car going, this neighborhood seems iffy. It's a rapper going, don't live here. And I was like, I'm going to. Like, I like it here. But it's great to live in like a relatively shitty neighborhood. Like, I loved living there. I had no money, and you can still have fun with no money, especially in kind of a bad neighborhood, because you can play fun games that you make up yourself. Like, I made up a fun game. I called it Match the Apartment with the Wandering Infant. That was fun. That's really fun. I think that's what they mean by if you love something, let it go, right? Just... let it go down the stoop, down the block. I used to like lie about how nice my neighborhood was. I'd be giving people directions to my apartment. I'd be like, oh yeah, and if you can't find a spot on the street, just park behind the check cashing store and run. But don't run like you're scared. Run like you're jogging. Because they smell fear. They're like bees with cornrows. That is not a racist statement. I think we all know that white people can have cornrows. And I personally would be much more afraid of a white guy in cornrows than a black guy in cornrows. Right? Because a white guy in cornrows is basically looking right at you and saying, hey, I don't know the difference between right and wrong. I did this to myself. Well, what else about me? Used to live in New York City. Not my fave. Not my favorite place. I like it. I actually love it. I love visiting it. It's great. I understand the appeal. If you can dance, you can make it there and all of that shit. Fantastic, right? But it's never been like, I don't know. When I'm at home in Los Angeles, I never think, you know what? I wish this place was smaller but costs more money. I never think that. Like, New York was crazy. I paid so much money for this little apartment, and every time I showered, it looked like I was hiding. Like, I was just, like, in the corner. And I go, you know, it's gonna get better when I go outside. And you go outside, and it smells like shit. It smells like shit. And then you go on the subway, and it still smells like shit. And you just wanna grab the person next to you and go, guess why it smells like shit here? Guess why? Really, just pull them in and just go, because a person shit here. There are no stray dogs in the subway. A human being was like, I go here now. I'm going to go here now. I don't know. Last call is too late in New York for me. I'm not responsible enough to handle that shit. I can't do that. 4 a.m. last call. That's irresponsible. That's like, I like a nice 1 a.m., 1:30 last call. You know, when the bartender just says, hey, stop that. And you say, thank you for saving me from myself. I'm going to get in my car and drive home now. We're all going to be fine. New York is crazy. It's 4 a.m. If you're drinking at 4 a.m., you should not be out and about with other people. You should be at home alone crying. That's 4 a.m. drinking. And then you're leaving the bar, the sun's coming up, you have to accept that it's tomorrow. You know, it's very sad. My friends be chasing me down the block like, Morgan, you just did 9 shots off a baby, you know? And I just be like, I'm not driving. I'm not driving. Like, not driving is an excuse for any horrific behavior you could possibly get into, you know? Oh, you just peed on that lady, then stabbed her to death. I'm taking a taxi. We're all gonna be fine. Oh, you guys ever seen that movie, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days? That's my favorite movie of all time. I know what you're thinking, what about Casablanca? What about Shawshank Redemption? What about these beautiful movies? Mm-mm. I watch How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days probably 7 to 10 times a year. I love it so much. If you don't know what it's about, it's Kate Hudson plays a pretty lady. Matthew McConaughey plays a pretty man. And the whole thing is like, Kate Hudson's like, I'm gonna lose him in 10 days. And her friends are like, no, you're not. And then she tries real hard, and that's what the movie's about. So she's trying to lose Matthew McConaughey in 10 days, right? And she does all this crazy shit. She brings a plant over to his apartment. She brings stuffed animals over. She does a funny accent. She's doing all this crazy shit, you know? And then she goes to her friend. She's like, I don't know what's happening. I can't lose this guy in 10 days. But every time I watch the movie and I see her do all this stuff, all I can think is, shit on the floor. What are you doing? But don't use your baby voice, you just shit on the floor. I would honestly be the worst, like, weirdest best friend in a movie, because she'd come to me and she's like, I did all this stuff, and I'd be like, do you shit on the floor? I mean, I would just try that. I mean, serious, though. I'm gonna make a short film called How to Lose a Guy in 16 Seconds. And yes, I just gave away how long it takes me to shit. I remember, this is true, I remember trying to buy booze before I was 21, which is always like a real, you're just trying to charm your way into it and no one gives a shit, but like I thought I was charming. I was in Yuma, Arizona, and I, got my beer, walked up to the counter, put it on the counter. The guy was like, where's your driver's license? And I was like, forgot it, you know, something stupid. And he was like, we check everyone. And he pointed to the sign and said, Yuma IDs. And I didn't know how to get out of it. So I was just like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I thought that sign said, Yum AIDS. Yum AIDS. Positive spin campaign for terminal illnesses, no? Should work on the spacing of those letters. Very confusing to me. Love Halloween. I don't know if anybody else is into Halloween as much as I am. Love it. I think it's the best holiday. I think it should be the only holiday, frankly. I think maybe Christmas and Hanukkah, you know, for kids. But then Halloween. Like 12 Halloweens a year. That would be a blast because you don't have to like remember some sad shit. And also it's fun. And then you get to see what little boys are going to be gay. And that's fun. But also, I don't know, everyone just has fun with it. There's a bar by my house that I go to maybe all the time, and the chalkboard on the wall says, come to karaoke on Fridays. You know what it says in October? Come to karaoke. That's exciting for me. That's fun. That's a pun. I'm fucking in. I love that shit. I just want to see them do that at really serious places, you know? Like, just walk in and have someone be like, hello, and welcome to the Holocaust Boozeum. Shoes. I'm sorry, sir, but your son has spookemia. We're having fun. It's Halloween. Cheer up. Why are you so sad? Oh, no. I like doing comedy at weird places. I did comedy in Edinburgh. I never know how to say it. Scotland. It's pretty great. It's a beautiful place. And I'm not shitting on Edinburgh, but I did comedy. I did like an hour of comedy, stand-up comedy, every single day for 30 days to anywhere between 3 and 5 people. Like to the point where if there were 5, I'd be like, oh, thank God. Like I was so excited. I just did it every single day. Some people have a great time there, and it is a beautiful place, but, like, I didn't, because no one came to my show. Like, I just, people would ask me about my venue, and I would just start describing my venue as the place Anne Frank should have hid. Because nobody found me there, sir. Where are my single ladies at? Light woos. Why is wooing like the appropriate response to that? Seriously, why woo? Like, why is that the appropriate single lady response? Like, I'm a single lady, and not that it's terrible, but it's not woo. That's not how it feels at all, like, ever. Like, maybe you need more like, literally, this is, if I was at a, you yell, where are my single ladies at, and I'll tell you how people should respond. I'm gonna, 1, 2, 3. I'm here, you know, I'm just, because my friend told me to come, and she was like, maybe you'll meet someone, and I was like, you know what, maybe I will, I'm going to start doing things differently, and just start going, I'm going to say yes, my new thing this year is to say yes to things, so I'm going to say yes, and I'm just going to go, and I'm going to see how it works. And that's what I did, and honestly, I'd rather be home. But I'm here. I know I don't give people enough time to say that, but that would be the actual response, because it's not, woo. You've never been at home watching like your sixth Law and Order, eating Thai food, cleaning the litter box, going, woo! 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 Is this fun? This is, woo! Love this. Let me text this guy. Hey, come over. No thanks. Woo! Love it. Loving my life. Loving it. Woo! Oh. Any couples up here? A couple? Are you? Dating, married? Oh, do you mind if I incorporate you into a joke? That's cool. All right. This is a pickup line I made up myself. Not trying to brag. Ladies, you're welcome to use it at your leisure. You don't even have to give me credit for it. It's like, just like yours. It's the universe's pickup line. I'm giving it to the universe. You know what I mean? All right, cool. All right. So we are, this is, by the way, this is like 10 years from now, and you guys are not together because she died. So. No, I just don't want to break them up in the joke. So she got hit by a train, and it's very sad, but you're allowed to move on, but you still think about her, and like whenever you see a train, you're like, oh, Wendy, but you're very, you know what I mean? But you guys had that talk in bed, like if anything happens to you, I want you to be happy, and you were like, you too, ditto, or whatever. So, all right. So this is 10 years from now. We are at the Hot Dance Club because, believe it or not, that's what you and I are doing 10 years from now. And I'm doing my thing. You know what I mean? This is my thing. This is all I have. I'm doing my thing, and I see you from across the room. We make eye contact. I'm like, oh, that guy looks cute. Let me go talk to him. I'm like, hey, what's your name?
Noah.
Oh, hey, Noah. My name's Morgan. Say, Noah, have you ever stolen anything?
Nope.
Oh, well... Would you like to five-finger disc hunt? Five-finger disc hunt. You guys can use that anytime you want. My mom hates that joke. I don't know. She hates it. She also hates the joke about her beating me with my trophy. She's like, Morgan, I don't like that you tell people that I beat you with your trophies. And I was just like, I don't like that you beat me with my trophies. She got a facelift this year. That's crazy when that starts to happen, man. She got a facelift. She called me. She was like, I got a facelift. And I was like, oh my God, you know, are you okay? And she's like, no, I got it like 3 months ago. And I was like, what? Like, you got to tell me that shit. I'm like next of kin or whatever, you know, that's, you got to tell the person next in line that you're going under. That's, because what if something happens? You don't know, you know, anesthesia goes awry and then like someone dies. That happens, right? Then I got to like fly out and identify her body and show up like, yeah, I don't know who that is. I don't know who that is. No idea. Whoever it is, she looks refreshed. Can you stand her up? Because I know she comes up. No, that's weird. That's a weird question. I apologize. What was in her purse? Like 40 pictures of her dog and none of me? That's my mom. That's my mom. I don't know if you know what a facelift is, by the way. A facelift is when they take your fucking face skin and they rip it away from your face. And in that little space there, that's where they find your self-esteem. That's a facelift.